Siyata D'Shamay, we start the Chazor on the sixth parak of Masech the Gittin. And once again, as in the first part of the Chazor, when we skipped many points, because we're just trying to cover some of the highlights that we spoke about, similar thing will apply to the sixth parak, except that this time we're going to be spending more time in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, this morning we, I don't even quote the Shulchan Aruch once, did we? That's the Gemara. I don't know about the Shulchan Aruch really, you know, what the poskim were talking about, what they really do, the Maisa. We never got to that this morning. Because you're speaking in the air, which is very important. I always say the fundamentals, the foundations are critical. But as we move to the actual sugyas, we'll be spending more time on the Shulchan Aruch, the Maisa. And we'll be emphasizing those points, even to the exclusion of some of the other important points, including the Shakna V'Tayr and the Gemara back and forth. We had a few pieces about it. I think it's easier for us if we concentrate on, if you can sink your teeth into the mice. So the first Mishnah in the sixth parak draws a distinction between a Shliach L'Holocha and a Shliach L'Kabbalah. What's a Shliach L'Holocha? The husband appoints a Shliach to give the get to his wife. And the gerush is not valid until the get reaches the wife's hands. But the shliach lekabola, the wife appoints the shliach to receive the get. The moment that the get reaches her, the shliach's hands, she is in fact divorced. And there's a discussion in the sugya, holach kischi and not kischi. We call the world of umdunis to find out what exactly the intention of the parties when they make certain use certain phraseology. But one thing is seems to emerge from the in the sugya is that in the absence of the appointment of a shliach l'kabbalah, that the man is unable to effect a divorce of his wife until the get actually reaches her hand. What's the reason for this? So there's a mishnah back in the beginning of the Masechta which explains to us the distinction between gitei nashim and shechruy avodim. It's a mishnah on Daf Yudalef Beis, that we are taught with Yishezochen La'adam Shalom B'fonav Ve'en Chavon La'elad B'fonav. That's the Yisrael which underlies this whole sugya. Shechruy Avodim is a schus, and Gitei Nashim is not a schus. Fine. So the principle of Zochen La'adam Shalom B'fonav is an important principle, and it also relates to some of the discussions that we're going to have. So let's talk about this for a few moments. It could be even relevant to the opening Mishnah. The Mishnah says, two cases, Iskabel, Imrotzalachzach Yachzach. The woman said, Iskabel, Imrotzalachzach Yachzach, because it's Shlich LeKabbalah. That is a strange line. Lefichach imamalo habal yefshishet kabbalah elaholach v'teinlo, Imrotzalachzach Yachzach. What does that mean, Rashi? The fichach, kaven the amaron ein yochol lachzar ein lo takon lachzar elam kein amalo habal the zesh also sa'osa shliach lekabala. No, he efshet the kabala lios kiyada el shliach shalit tehe lo lichol yada. In other words, the man has the right to take the person whom the woman has appointed as a shliach lekabala. And no, I'm sorry, I'm not giving it to you b'torah shliach lekabala. I refuse. I'll give it to you b'torah shliach l'holocha. Oh, tremendous nafkamina, that she will not be divorced until the get reaches the woman's hands. Ran, open to everyone to the Ran. Please, page chav ches. Ran on page chav ches, if you don't mind. Everybody open up. Lefichach. Big bold letters, Lefichach. He quotes Rashi. Ain haloshen noach bekach. We weren't exactly sure then. I'm still not sure. What does it mean? Ain haloshen noach bekach. It does not speak to the language. The language is not so facile. It's not so smooth. The last time the best I can come up with was kind of a pshita, right? The fichach. Of course, he makes a shlich la'olach. Of course. He can back out. If you don't have any other suggestions, I'm happy to take it.
All right, so you'll tell me later. Fichach nira li, tachi perusha, the sakla chamina, the chitnan, beha omer, iskabel, rotsa lachzo, yachzo, haina mishum, the kevon, the itzel, onichala, lab kol kamine, le zakas lo gita, the acha, the chovula. Normally, a normal average get, we say it's a chov, and you cannot give it to someone else to acquire for her. Avok shesa, kishe asa, also, he, shliach le kavala, So the answer is still, it's no good. Why is it in fact no good? Why is it no good? Because the reason of the Rishonim. Hagatz mecha. Hashet tzavachas lizgarish. Ani omer shem echoz rabo. What's the Ran saying over here? Amazing, amazing verse. If we knew for a fact that the woman did not back out, then we would say that if a man is mezakeh get to his wife, and we know it's a schus for her, zochen la'odam shalom b'fonav. So zochen la'odam shalom b'fonav is not completely and utterly rejected when it comes to a get. Just as a matter of fact, it's not a schus. If we knew it to be a schus, it would work. That's what the Ran is saying. And the fact that we don't know it to be a schus, despite her appointment of a shliach lekabbalah, which indicates her eagerness to become divorced, that she may have changed her mind. Simple as all that. Close to Yerushalmi. She may have changed her mind. But for that, save for that fact, then in reality it would work. So we know that there are other cases where perhaps it may really work. Not based on her own statements, because we're afraid she may change her mind. But perhaps based upon certain objective facts. So before we go into other cases, let's just take a look for a minute in the Shulta Giborim. In Oz Beis, in the same page, the Shulta Giborim Oz Beis, halfway down Beis is Medivrei Beis Hey. Doesn't mean Beis Hillel, it means Bala Iter. Medivrei Bala Iter Yeroa Hecha Da'amalo Zuchi La O Eskabala V'Yirotzebo Shenizgar Shem Yad Bekabalaso Afilu Lo Asa Aso Shlich LeKabala Shekazal Hashem Agaonim Amalo Zuchi La Beget Ze U'Bolach Zer Eni Yochol. How can that be? Upirishut the Ram came into Amalo Zchila, v'hi Ritzona Bo Miskareshes. Ainanira, the Shulta Gemara says he's wrong. Ainanira, I'll call Mashlo Asol So Shliach and Yochol Zakas Lo Shuchovla, Ken Yochol Achzebo. So it's a machlokas again between the Shulta Giborim and the Bala and that's pretty important from the Torah and the Bala Itur. Whether the fact that she expressed a desire in the get, and he's mezakeh the get, whether it works or doesn't work, what is it to be arguing about? Well, what the Ran spoke about. Are we afraid she's going to back out? That's the push-up shot. Are we afraid she's going to back out? Or are we not afraid she's going to back out? That seems to be the machlokas between the tur and the bala itur. This all comes from the kosav tur. And at first glance, the tur is quoting before she Yerushalmi. The Balaiter is a bit of a problem. No? How can I get Balaiter go against the first Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is afraid she's going to back out. That's a big problem. How do you defend the Balaiter? Should not be just left to be against enough on the Yerushalmi. How can that be? That's a problem. So, the... The Bach tries to answer this problem. The Bach says, how is it? I can't. Why do you mean? The Rahito is a cholok on the Yerushalmi. It's impossible. You can't argue on the Yerushalmi. So what's the Balaita talking about? So the Bach says, this is the Bach of the Simon Kufman, and we must be referring to a case in which there are Edim who say, who testify, that the moment that the Baal is Mazaka begets of this individual, at that very moment, she still was saying, I want to get divorced. So there's no possibility of her backing out, because at the very moment that the get was given, she was screaming in a different place, I want to be divorced. Nope, if that's the case, then we understand the Shita's Baal Ha'itur. Again, it's a Shema Chos Rabba. We're afraid that she backed out. But if Yadina the Ba'osa Shah, he with Sonal is Garish. The case in which the Baal Ha'itur is referring to a case of the Ika Edim, the Bishas Kabbalah Sashliach Haget Mamish, Hoysa Rotsa Ba'osa Shah Bezu Avim Bugureshis, the Zachan Adam Shalom Bafana. Period. No. If the Bach is right, turning to questions Fakert. If that is what the Ita said, and if the Tur understood the Ita correctly, now you know you're always gonna say that the Tur misunderstood the Ita. So then of course that is dull. There's no machlokas Rishonim. Okay. That's not bad. Ma Rishonim Baolam. But if indeed there is a machlokas Rishonim over here, and the Bach is right in terms of defining the case, it's referring to a case in which what? It was known at that very moment she wanted to be divorced, so why does the Tur argue? Why does the Tur argue? So it's bothering the Bach's mind. Why does the Tur argue? Even though we know for a fact she wanted it. I'll give you a quote of the Bach again. Apa pidike achshav edim shebaosa shah mamish shezikala hoya retonal isgarish. Mikomako, listen to this line, this is the quote, if you want to look it up in this edition, the beautiful edition, page Reish Test, the first white line, in the Bach. Bayez Chodesh, the Bach. Kevin da Baal lo yoda sheskusu lo lo matzi lezakos lo da mistama chov lo. Yimkei nimshach sheyachol la'avzebo. How do you like that? Achidish. Now we're talking about Achidish Ledina. So again, if there's no machlekas, then it's dull. But we have a chiddush ledina now, going to the Bach, not just a matter of the mitzias, yes one, no one, no. There's a lavrish of her. The Bach is like a lavrish of pshat in the tour. Namely, that although in point of fact, we know now, that in point of fact it was considered to be a schus at that moment in time, she wanted it, and he was mezakeh to her, since he, the Bach, had no way of knowing this at the time, so then we say you don't apply the principle of zachal la'adam shalom b'fam. Okay, according to this, if they're all in the same room, it would work. If they're all in the same room, it would work. That's according to this understanding. Truth to tell, Eli's making a very lumdish point, which I suggested last time. We say against the Bach, and we can say no. Maybe the Torah says that even if they're all standing in the same room, we don't apply the principle of Zachar by Get. You know why? Because it's intrinsically, objectively, not considered to be a schus. Perhaps you require objective schus. And don't ask me a kasha from the Gemara, we'll discuss in a minute, the rare cases. We'll get to Yovam and Ketata and Mumer and Mukashchin. Those are objective cases where we can argue according to one side of the Gemara that's a schus. Here's a plain average woman. She says, Stam yelling, she wants a divorce. So Eli's try, I think we suggested this last time, it's against it, it's even more bigger chiddush in the Bach. Even they're in the same room. Zachen la'adam shalom b'fanam only applies to something which is objectively a schus. Here, objectively, it's a chalva. Gerishin is called a chalva, the muffin of Mishnah. In most cases, Gerishin is a chalva for her. So even in this particular case, she's screaming, perhaps the Tur would say, it's no good. So that's two pshatim within the Tur, assuming that the case is like the Bach said. Otherwise, it's boring. No love to shemach legs. But if the Bach is right, something wrong. If the Bach is right, they're referring to a case in which there are Edim who testify later that the moment that the get was given to the woman, she wanted it. Then we have two pshat. Maybe it was the fact that he didn't know at the time makes it no good. Even if they're in the same room, it's still no good because objectively it's considered a chova and not considered to be in the category of a schus. Perhaps. Those are the two lumdish ways. We had also a balabatish way. We won't go into that now. We'll try to stick to some of the more lumdish ways of understanding this issue. So that's the first issue we have to discuss. Yes, Chaim.
Even if you want to say that objectively into the problem. So the Lashon itself of Zohar Adam Shor Gronim and any problem on the problem implies that if she's there, you don't.
No, but you're very good. Befanav means bepashtus, you're giving it to the person's hands. That's just a word. No, it's a figure of speech.
If she's there, if she's there and she sees it, you assume that she would say something, no?
No. You could argue, according to that's what Ellie's saying, it's a figure of speech. Befanav doesn't mean just befanav, you give it to the person in the hand. Anything else is considered only within a zochim, and if it's not a schus, it doesn't work even if it's in the same room and she's saying, yeah, I want to get divorced, I'm desperate to get divorced. It wouldn't matter according to this. Put his lumps. Again, it's against the Bach. I'm telling you, it's against the Bach. But okay, but I suggest that it also is a possibility. It has to be an objective source. Fine. Now, this is as far as the Bach as it explains the Machlokas, which is printed over here in Agamara, in the back by the Shulda Gibor, in the Balita and the Torah. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, it's the same place, in Siman Kuf Mem, Siv Hei, this is what he says. This is what it says. Ish eni yochel lasas shliach lekabala. She eni yochel lasas shliach lehovasa shalom yidaita. The Mechav adds. Afilo hoysa eishes mukas shchin. O shohoysa ktota b'neim. V'tovas disgarish. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Still, he can't make such a shliach lekabala in effect. Give him a zaka to get to her. V'yesh mishalma b'zu she sofek megureshes. Some say that it's Safek Megureshes, that the Gemara in the Sechti Yavamas, which talks about this issue of Mezake Get Leishto B'Mokom Ktoto, is not resolved. It is not resolved, so therefore it's a Safek Megureshes. 2 days in the Mechab. The Ramah goes on to give other cases. Bala Mumar, again, a Machlokes. There's a Yavaman lurking in the wings and the husband is sick. Again, different days. And finally, it's happened sometimes. Isha ha-neseres al-baila. Again, I'm not like this. I mean, neseres al-baila. She's mizana. She became not from. And she goes into mizana. So, Isha she's in sasur al-baila. Not even a coin. Ish is zinta beratz and it's ruled by the Yisrael. Coin is a kavah. Even benanza. That's a rarity. We're discussing, unfortunately, a much more common. Forgive me for. I don't want to be too shaman klal Yisrael, but this is more common. This incident than the one you're describing. So how many cases we have altogether? Again, mukashchin and ktata are found in the mechaber. The Ramah adds mumar. Yavam and Zinsa. 5 total cases where there seems to be a matter of some dispute in which there is a, some say Eina Megureshes, and some say Megureshes, or maybe some even something Megureshes. These are the cases over here. Okay. Fine. I want to mention a few interesting points over here. This case of Mumeris, that's or Neseris. These are unfortunately the most things which happen more. You know, Mukashchin, Yavam, Ktata, Lamaisa, it's a Ktata, it's not going to happen, these kinds of cases. The cases that happen in real life are unfortunately the cases of Neseris. Very sad cases, very unfortunate, very. Talk about a violation of the Ten Commandments here, not discussing small little violations. I just want to share you a few thoughts on the Pesachei Teshuvah as far as Neseres is concerned. Number one, he says, Dafka b'ena lefaneinu, v'ena yadua ima isha tekabel get midaita olo. Oza amina mistana deschus ulo. Why? That every time she's mizana, she'll be, otherwise, if you're not for this get, she'll be over Neseres adibris, of the 3 big averis. So she has to get is valid. So then she will not be in violation. So the average person would certainly want she to be in violation of the Aseret Dibros every time. Ma'ashenken, imi lefaneinu b'tzo'ek, ashena rotzo l'kabel get, Bevada ena megureshes ayde acher. Vze poshut meod. What's that? So this is very important for a particular reason. There is a certain rabbi out there who was writing what we call a get zikui. Right? So he says, look, but the other way around, not this way, which has some basis, where the man wants to give the get, the woman doesn't want to receive the get, and she, then we could talk about it. There's a certain rabbi who's way off, who was giving get in the following case. The woman wants the get, the man says, I don't want to give the get. So he's giving a get, it was called a get zikui. But after he makes this determination, given the facts of the case, it's good for the man to be rid of this woman. That's what he decides. It's a big schus, and on this basis the get is being given. So aside from the factual question relating to this determination, there are a number of reasons why it's no good. One of them is this. Pesach Shuvah said, the guy screams, he's screaming, I don't want it. If you don't want it, then there's no kind of zakh. Zakh only works if the person is not around, it doesn't give an opinion. But they say, zakh alam shalom b'fam. The person's screaming, even if the woman is screaming, I don't want to get it. And she's a mezana, mamash. Every time she has beer with some other guys, she's over in a veris hachamuris, gili arayis. Still, she says, I don't want to get it. I don't know, maybe like the master elsewhere, mayim genuvim yim toku. I only have enough if I'm violating a seras adibris. Take away the seras adibris violation, I have no enough from these encounters. I mean, the Gemara is in the Dharam, is such a psychology. So she wants Davka to be married, so she can be Mizana and Ruh. Gives her a special thrill. Right? But the get is no good, she says. She sees. Kavachom, if the man screams, I don't want to give him a get to my wife, and he doesn't have that same violation, that this get zikui is a total sham. That's Aleph. That's what Beis leads to our next topic, but let me just mention to you first now. There's a distinction between Zochen Le'odom and Zochen Me'odom. Zochen here, Zochen Le'odom for the woman, where in some cases it would work. But when it comes to the man, it would be a case of Zochen Me'odom. As I'll explain to you in a few moments, that's a whole different story, which likely doesn't work. That's a Kod Zayin in Pesach Shuvah, which is again important because we have to make sure we don't get enmeshed some of these illicit, illegitimate Bezdins out there that are doing all kinds of things which are Shalom Kedin, and they... It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. Yes, you.
What exactly is the problem?
Because of the fight. Fight.
It's a
real honest to goodness fight. Not stuff a fight. It's a real commercial kosher fight. Okay. Now, Sivkot and Ches quotes the Machmirim. The Machmirim that say even in the case of Nesra or Baila, you don't apply the principle of Zochin. But the Pesachei Tshuva goes as follows. This is the very common case. Isha Shebocha mi beis Baila. We have Edith Berurah Shazin Satachta. And he or Chikan Adod. And we can't get her back here. Can we Mizaka to get through a Shliach? Yes or no? Mutav Shithia Penuya. Zachana Shaloba for now. So, here the discussion is that even the Machmirim, this is the Shoah writes, even the Machmirim, another Yudah, even the Machmirim only say with respect to the woman. But as far as the Baal, with respect to Cherem, to Rabbeinu Gershom, lo hichmer klal. If you give the get, zikui, and the woman is mezana, run away, so at least it's going to relieve him from the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom, he can marry another woman. Another Behuda says he doesn't think it's necessarily true. May not be true. It may not go to the case of a mumar, someone who converted to a different religion, they call him an Ozev Das, who went to another religion, and they say, look, bottom line, if you're going to say that the Machmirim are right, that this woman is not permitted to remarry based on the get zikui, and the inevitable conclusion of that is that the man may not remarry either. That's exactly the nature of Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. And then he starts with this business, maybe she wasn't designed, I have Eden, it's Kabbalah's Eden Shalom before now. So the Pesach Shuvah has a kash in parentheses, but the Rebbe himself says that in this kind of a case, you can be Kabbal Eden Shalom before now, Lafusha Mei Surah, such as Edus of Znus. So Pesach Shuvah writes, well, maybe we're chosh with the Rif Sheep. The Rif Sheep, which is going to mention, we mentioned some of the lovers last time, we're not going to go into it again. The Rif has a sheet, a very interesting sheet. The Rif says that even in the case of Zochin, in the case of Shtar Shichur, there really is a schus for the Evet to be free, and therefore the halacha states that the adon can no longer back out, but it's not actually chal until it gets to the eved's hands. That's a riff of das yochid perhaps, but it's the riff, not just a plain Jew of das yochid. The riff of das yochid carries a lot of weight. So they were afraid that even if the get zikoy will be a valid get, and if it ever gets into her hands, we say that the husband can't back out, but if until it got into her hand, you know, she went away to China, to who knows where, to the Far East. So therefore, it's not valid. So there, she might be a chayim derabbeinu gershim. So then it's all pilpul. Maybe the mere fact that he can no longer back out from the divorce which he gave is enough to be matachen derabbeinu gershim. You know, she's not officially divorced, and some disagree. It's a whole discussion here. Pisach Shuvaches. This happens in real life. What do we do in real life? What we do is as follows. We write the get zikun, and we give it to a shliach, you know, to the mezakeh. Then the husband takes it back after the mezakeh to the wife, because maybe it didn't work, and he puts it in escrow with the bez and the man of shliach leholacha, so in case the woman returns, he will be able to give it to her in the hand. And on top of all that, they have to marry on. That's what we do. That's what we're as careful as possible in these kinds of cases. But again, since we're on the topic of Hetzer Me'rabonim, we'll come to it, I guess, later in the year. They shouldn't be for sale. Now, a case now, there's a case in a secular court where a certain lawyer is representing a woman who's accusing the Bezin of giving out Hetzer Me'rabonim fraudulently. So just be careful. It's a very difficult and complex area of halacha. Okay? This is our opening discussion here in the sugya of the first mission. Now I want to go to what I already coming attracts. I told you the idea of zuchiyah mitam shlichus and not mitam shlichus. We spoke about at the very beginning. The Gemara has in the Sefer Bava Metzia is a concept of zochah lanash lobafana, as we saw already in the Mishnah Gittin, and there's a question whether zuchiyah works for a katan mid the oraisa mid the rabbana, the two girsos mid the oraisa mid the rabbana. What do these two girsos depend upon? So before we show them, explain. If Zechiah is mitam shlichus, then Zochon the Kotman is the Rabbanon, because the Kotman is not a bar shlichus. If, however, Zechiah lad mitam shlichus, and Zochon the Kotman could be the Midoraisa. I think it's the Fayin Aleph somewhere in the Bava Metzia. Two girsos in the Gemara proper. Now, my nafkamina, if Zechiah is mitam shlichus, of Zechiah is lad mitam shlichus, so the first half we just said, can there be Zechiah the Kotman Midoraisa? If it's mitam shlichus, the answer is no. La mitam shlichus, the answer is yes. A second potential nafkamina might be whether, in fact, zochin le adam, excuse me, zochin me adam shelo b'fonav. Since we have machlokas in the Rishon, some say zochin me adam as well, and the poskim say they hold zechiah mitam shlichus. So if zechiah is mitam shlichus, it's the same as zechiah works as a le adam. Why not work me adam? What's the difference? Shlichus works le adam and may adam, so zechiah mitam shlichus, it also works le adam and may adam. However, if zechiah is la mitam shlichus, zechiah is a separate din, a different kind of halacha, comes from a separate zeras hakasam, a different source, nothing to do directly with shlichus, then it's certainly arguable that this chiddush din of zechiah only works le adam. That's the only place we find it explicitly in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. And it's not work may adam. You cannot even take something away from somebody, even though it's a schutz for that person. And they talk about it in the context of a fresh chala, right? Someone is going to be mafresh chala for you. It's good for you, so you can eat the piece of bread. But what's involved is taking dough away from you and giving it to a kohen, let's say. So you can't do that because zochin may adam. So the Bali Atos say you can do it because they have the opinion that zechiah is mitam shlichus. But also, zechiah is lav mitam shlichus. The pashtus is that it's impossible. Cannot be done. This is interesting because you will find, if you look hard enough, certain poskim who write correctly or incorrectly, that zechiah works even against, in the schus gomer, even against the explicit statement of the person from whom you're being zochah. Against what we just saw in the prescription. So this is the Rashman Kiddushin, it's a question of how to read the Rashman, but there are certain poskim who understand about Zuchus Gomer, it works even against the express objection of the party from you being Zoch. Nope. So that's the case. Let's say that you have the Get Zikri works, we'll take the man, we'll make him establish the fact that it's good for him to be rid of her, and we'll give the get to the woman, even if he's screaming bloody murder. No, no, no. We'll say, well, I read the Rashba that it works anyway. I read the Rashba. First of all, it's very doubtful that the read of the Rashba is correct. But aside from that, you can say that I'm a mamana shachar about saying. Even an opinion which maintains that the chiyah works against the will and the objection of the party from being zocha, you could only possibly say that if the chiyah is lav mitam shlichus. Well, that's obvious. If the chiyah is mitam shlichus, there's no way in the world that the chiyah could work if I'm saying I don't want it. That's impossible completely. It can only work if chiyah lav mitam shlichus, a brand new din, a zchus gomer, it breaks all the rules. But then we're bound, lechora, by the restriction of le'odim and not me'odim. Because we all have a din, this new din only is found by le'odim. So therefore, a bezdin that attempts to say zochin, a get to the woman me'odim, me'habal, over his explicit objections, is not only against the Pesachei Tshuva, but it's against all logic. Because, manasha. If zchiyah mitam shlichus, clearly the objection will override any possible zchiyah. If zchiyah lav mitam shlichus, the pashta says you can't be zochin me'odam. So either way, it should be no good. Oh. I have to tell you though, and here I want to argue with the Chassam Sofer. This is not so simple for me to do, but what can I do? Tori v'limul ani torach. That when I was learning these sugyas, we were taught that this issue of zochin me'odam should depend upon the issue of mitam shlichus and lav mitam shlichus, and it's not so simple to just assume like this by snapping a finger that zochin me'odam, that the principle of zochin works to take something away from a person's property. However, the Chassam Sofer, I saw it quoted in the Sefer Minchas Shlomer of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and I quoted to you when we learned the sugya the first time, seems to disagree. He says that's mefurish, everyone agrees, no doubt about it, no machlokos about it, everyone agrees. What is mitam shlichus or lav mitam shlichus, that you can take something away from someone's property if that is considered to be a schus for him. Sam soif. By a get, maybe not. That's not going to be relevant to our previous discussion. By a get, Shlomo Zalman assumes not that way, because you need a mice in the scene of the vow, it's an akev, the nosan biyoda. But I want to focus for a moment on the previous discussion about zochah me'odam and monetary matters. So the Chassam Sofer said, avada, it's good, it's so clearly that's good because it's a mefurish din in Shulchan Aruch. What's a din? I'm holding on to someone's chometz. And now it's Erev Pesach and the hours are ticking away. Another few minutes, it's going to become Osir B'Hanoh, it's going to be worthless. I have the right to sell this chometz to a goy, and I'll give the money ultimately to the person whose chometz it is. No, why? Because it's chus, so it's going to become worthless. Zemedach, you see it clearly in Mefurish Adin in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mefurish Adin in the Gemara, that Zach in May Adam Shalom Befanach. So it really shook me up a little bit. After all, I was under the impression that there were Gedolim Rishonim who say, you don't apply Zach in May Adam Shalom Befanach. And all of a sudden now, I'm confronted with a Mefurish Adin in Gemara, Mefurish Adin in Shulchan Aruch. How can anybody argue? So I thought about it for a while, I came up with the following Dechiyah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tov Mem Gimel, of Kot Yud Beis, he compares the person who's done the Chometz to a Meshiv Aveda. Something is about to be lost, or is lost, and I'm giving it back. And that's why, if I didn't sell it to the guy on Potter, I wasn't a Mazik, I just didn't. Enough to pay money if you don't get back on Aveda. That was the first year, I think, last year. You know, if you don't do Hashem's Aveda, you don't have to pay any money for it. You should have done it, but there's no financial consequence to you. This being the case, we can say that indeed, I'm not able to be Mizoka Me'odah. Because the Chiyah, let's say, is Lav Mitam Shlichus. Because why? I can't, you can't say Zoka Me'odah. Over here, however, we don't view it as, in effect, me'odam. We don't view it as something which, you know, the friend who gave me the chometz, he owns it, and I'm taking it away from him, and then it's embarking on a sale to a non-Jew. No! It's called Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda means Hashavas Aveda, that we don't view an Aveda as it belongs to somebody else. But the Gzeres HaKosuv, the Gzeres HaKosuv tells us that in order to be Meshiv Aveda, you can sell it. The Mishnah Bava Metziah Chav Chesem and Beis. If you have a cow, and the cow's upkeep costs more than the cow's value. So if you, and you're not able to spend the upkeep, so if you keep the cow another year, and the person who lost the cow comes back, they'll owe you money. You don't, much better to sell the cow now, right? And make whatever money you get, and normally upkeep costs, and you'll be able to give back to the person who lost a nice sum of money. No, how do you sell the cow? The cow is not yours. Zochen meyodem. Kach gzeres hakotzer of hashavas aveda. The gzeres hakotzer of hashavas aveda, which is cited in the Mishnah of a Metziach of Chesem and Beis, vashay vosalo. Re'ei hechshe tishivenalo. So re'ei hechshe tishivenalo means that the best way to give him back as much as you can is by selling the cow. So you're allowed to do it. Same thing with selling the chametz. It's nothing to do with the typical case of something which belongs to you completely. There's no aveda. Nothing's getting lost over here. It's time you have dough, and there's a question about fresh of schala. Nothing's getting lost. So then, according to those we showed him, we would say, you know, I'm sorry, we don't apply the principle of zacha me'adam shlo b'fana. So I wanted to argue on that, on this, the clear assumption of the chasam sof. Okay. Fine. I'd like to discuss now with you a third point which relates to this same sugya. The Bach in the same simon talks about the question of a shliach lekabbalah. A woman appointed a shliach lekabbalah, and he's bothered by a problem. If the Yerushalmi is so concerned with the fact that a woman changes her mind, we saw that in Iran, right? And she's afraid that the woman changes her mind. So gewalt, every time a woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah, and we give the get to the shliach lekabbalah, why aren't we afraid that the woman changed her mind? Tremendous kasha. Why aren't we afraid that the woman changed her mind? This kasha is asked by the Bach. One more time. The Yerushalmi says, the Ran quotes it, we just read it before. What are we afraid about? What's the lashon of the Ran again? Shemach, Aniyoma Shemach Hazrabo. She could be screaming, she can't stand the guy, she wants to get divorced from the guy. And nonetheless, we're afraid that she changed her mind. So the question then becomes, the Bach asks the Kasha, how do you ever give a get to a Shliach LeKabbalah? Maybe the woman changed her mind. That's the problem. Serious problem. So the Bach answers, it doesn't matter. Even if she changed her mind, the get is still a good get. Why? Because she had already appointed a shliach lekabbalah, and the only way to stop the get from being effective, once you made a formal appointment of a shliach lekabbalah, is to be mevatel the shliach lekabbalah. But if you made a shliach lekabbalah, even though she doesn't want to get anymore, it doesn't matter. Until you actually cancel the shliach formally and you need to aid him, the shliach goes on its merry way. If the get reaches the shliach's hands, she is in fact divorced. So writes the Bach. So the pashtus is, and the same thing might apply to a shliach lo'olacha. A shliach lo'olacha, a man appoints a shliach to give the get to his wife, and then he says to himself, I really don't want to divorce her. But he says something to him, I don't want to divorce her. So I would say on my own, such a get is an absolutely valid get. Why? He made a shliach lo'olacha. He never formally canceled the shliach lo'olacha. If he never formally canceled the shliach la'olacha goes on his merry way. That's what I would assume. No difference in shliach la'olacha and shliach la'kabal. Shliach la'kabal the mefurish of Bach, the pashtas, and we would say the shliach la'olacha too. However, in the Sefer Imre Moshe, he quotes a Rashba which he thinks disagrees. The Rashba is quoted in Imre Moshe and the Simul Chachal, he calls Bahashmotas.
He quotes a Rashba. It's a Rashba at the very beginning of the fourth parak of Masech Begin. Rashi there says, Lo amina the tzure kol mechavin, chodesh ochotshayim. That's Loshon of Rashi. Fet the Rashba, my napkemino im rotzo levatlo, o litzara u laakvo mi litno achsho. Tia kol ponim ein yochol litein, at shayoma leshliach achshev ani rotzo litno. The otu mi shalo bitno shlichuso legamri, hela shayoma eini chofetz litno achsho. Mi motzi yoev at shayoma hakach achshev ani rotzo. So the Gemara Moshe and the Sudei Rashba to mean that the shlichus is completely valid. Just the husband expresses his desire not to give the get right now, and he claims the shliach is bound by this change of heart and may not deliver the get. And if it's delivered, it's invalid. Yes, Shlomo.
Did we make this extension to the shliach alone, or the Bach extension?
The Bach is talking only about shliach the Kabbalah, to my knowledge. I assume there's a difference, and the Yemei Moshe says, "No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong." But a man of great intellectual honesty, and Yemei Moshe quoted a mefurish gemara like me. What's the Mefurash Gemara? On the Aflamid Dalid. What's the case? The case is a man gave a get to a shliach and he wants to stop it. So what does he do? He starts screaming, I don't want it, I don't want it. So the Gemara said, well, put cotton in your ears. And he put cotton in your ears and gilu dat na begit la milsa. So the get can be given. So he asks the kasha, the get can be given. Isn't it obvious that the guy doesn't want it? Isn't it obvious? So the answer is bitla shalom eidim lo mahani. Right? It's a bitla shalom. He didn't hear it. There's no eidim. And then that, technically speaking, wasn't a formalized bitla. Rebbeinu shalom. But you and I both know that the guy doesn't want to give his wife a get. Lo tahani gerishin dal koponim ayin rotzat al garish. All right. So there's no formal bitla because he's missing eidim or whatever it may be. But the guy doesn't want to do it. Yes. Right, so that's the Gemara discussed that possibility. But it's clear in the Gemara that if we knew Klar, we know for sure that he wants to, even if we know for sure, that's only a Tchia, but the Maisa, even if we know for sure what he wants, he doesn't want to give the get, nonetheless we say that the get, in fact, should be given. So the Mimosh, look at the Mefurash Gemara against the Rashba. So the Gemara wins. Yes?
You
made
the right against it, that only if
you're known here, but even if you're not, look at the sugi, you'll see that he's right. That's a right from the Gemara Mefurish that even if we know for a fact that he doesn't want the get to be given now, if there was no formal bitl of the shliach, then the get can go forward. And the question is not against the Rashi. So I told you that in my opinion, it's a wrong shot in the Rashi. A wrong shot in the Rashi. Let me read the lesson one more time with the Rashba. It's called here by my motion. And it goes as follows. Otu mi shlo bitla shlichus al gamre, ela sh'oma eini chofes litno achsho, mi motzi yoev, at sh'yoma hakach achsho ani rotze. So we understand how my motion understood it to mean he wasn't the vatel of the shlichus, but he doesn't want to get to be given. And I say, no! No! In that kind of case, you can give the get. Along the lines of the Bach by Shlichus Kabbalah. Here we're referring to a case where he was Mevatel of the Shliach. How do I know? Look at the Lashon of the Rashba. The Rashba's Lashon is, Otu Mishlo Bitl Shlichuso Legamre. Why? What's the word Legamre doing there? He wasn't Mevatel of Shlichuso Legamre, he's Mevatel of the Chatzoin. What do you mean the Chatzoin? He's Mevatel temporarily. He said, for the next month or whatever it may be, I'm Mevatel of the Shlichus. Yes, that kind of a case. The shliach is now powerless and cannot, in fact, give the get till he's once again reappointed by the Baal of Mishalech. Say, okay, now I want you to give the get. That I'm asking to. But there was a formalized bitl of the shliachas without a permanent bitl, a temporary bitl. Fine. There's no formal bitl whatsoever. Then I insist, as you see from the Gemara Aflamid Dalid, that the get can go forward. This is extremely relevant because it comes up to Seder. A man gives a get. And at the Ksiva again, we make him take a shvua. He's not going to be mevatel the get, and not going to be mevatel the shlichus. Fine. All he has to do is express through some way or other that he's a clear indication he's not happy with the get. And according to the way they made Moshe by the Rashba, the Shvi'ah can't give the get. So that's a very big problem. Imagine put a get in the mail, we spoke about that, you know, we'll come back to that later, and it arrives a week later, even a day later with Federal Express. So what? In that one day, maybe the Baal Express doesn't want to give the get. We don't want to have for that. And the answer must be the way the Baal said. The only way to stop the get is to be mevatel the shliach l'alocha formally. The B'nai Eidim and a formal expression. Anything short of that is nothing. Either Rashba, no, the Rashba just means if you're mevatel the shliach l'alocha formally, but only temporarily, I'm mevatel you from now till December 1st. That you can do. And you can't really give the get until after you're reappointed. But stop saying you don't really want it. That would not be considered a bittul of the shliach. That's what I think is correct. And I looked, we found later in the footnote at the bottom of the Rashba, the Levush Mordechai said like me, that's the Chevron and Rosh Hashiva, although the truth to tell, the Har Tzvi, or that's a fact said like the Yemei Moshe. But I thought the Levush Mordechai was correct. That's what we found in the footnotes at the bottom of that Rashba. Fine. Now, Rabosai, I want to discuss with you a new concept. A new concept. That's found the Farish in the Gemara, and it called it something that doesn't even exist. Maybe a non-existent concept. What's that? Shliach le hovo'o. New term. Who has it? The Rambam. We already spoke about it at the opening minute of the Shia today. The Shliach le holocha, Shliach le kabo. Shliach le holocha, we know exactly what happens. The get is given to the Shliach, he's in the center of the Baal. Nothing happens until the get is given over to the hands of the Isha. We understand that. Shliach le kabo, another extreme. The person represents her, the minute it gets to the person's hands, she is absolutely divorced, totally, completely. What's Shliach Lahova? Strange. Strange case. Shliach Lahova is a Shliach who was appointed by the woman, but she's only appoints him as a Shliach Laholocha in effect, and not a Shliach LeKabbalah. What do you mean Laholocha in effect? I mean, she's not saying that from the moment that the Shliach of mine has the get in his hand, I should be divorced. She didn't say that. She said, I'll be divorced when the get comes into my own hands. Oh. So the question is, does this concept exist? And if it does exist, what does it mean? What is it, how you define it? Oh. So the Rambam has it. Rambam, in effect, it's arguable, created it. I mean, Yesh miyesh. He learned pshat in the Gemara that way, or Sameach learned pshat in the Rif that way. Again, we're not going into another textual. I'm just making a brief reminder. We spoke about the textual basis, or the lumbus of this new din of Shliach Lahovo. No. But it's not so clear that it works. If you take a look, for example, in the Ran, on the same page, still on page Chavches, he says it on the bottom of the page. The four lines in the bottom brackets. Menechlikul Arishonim Zal. Ima Isha also Shliach Lo'olocha Olo. Rach Kosav She'en Isha also Shliach Lo'olocha. The Rambam Kosav Isha also Shliach Lo'olocha. Yeah, it can work. Why not? It can work. So the last line, the Rambam is the following definition of this din. Kema Shishlucho Shalom Kamoso. Hare Ki'ilu Hi Kiblaso. Ela shehi masna. She makes a condition, the last line. She'eina rotza lishdiskarish ela kishayagia haget liyodo. She makes a tanai. So it's an effect of shliach lekabbalah ala tanai. Shliach lekabbalah, but the tanai, she shouldn't be divorced until the get comes into her hand. That's how the Ran seems to be learning Pshat Rambam, at least here, the last line of this page. Why would the Ran argue? Simple. She's imposing conditions. What's the, who's she? Conditions in Gerishin and conditions are imposed by the man, by the property by the seller. The person who's a more passive party hasn't started imposing conditions. So what do you mean she's imposing a condition that, alright, I'm appointing a shliach, but only should only work later on? Is it time delay, fact delay? You can't do that. That's the simple pshat, at least according to the Iran's initial understanding of Shitas HaRambam. Okay, initial understanding. However, the Ran a little bit later on has a different take on this, and leads some to assume that his initial statement here, the first half of the paragraph, is just general and not really so accurate. Where is that? Where's the other Ran? Okay, it's over here. Here it is, page 62. I want to look it up. He's discussing a case of the Gemara where a person says, take the get, but it shouldn't be chal until you come to Masa Mechasio. Okay. So the Rana Sakasha, if that's the case, I tell someone to take the get from the husband for me, shouldn't be valid until he gets to a certain place, a city that's down the road, down the river. Gewalt! It's Tligitr Megabe Karka. So what is the answer? Veshloma Dahai Mishor Mishon Ashlich Kabbalahu, Viyodo Kiyodo, Elashahis Naimo Shlatiskash Elba also Mokum, Bahavale Kaomalisha Reza Gidech. So this Gashi Bo Adach Alamed Yom, which apparently works. Baldaf Misha Omen, Shohisha Osa Shtech Lo Locha Ola Kabbalah, Osi Shaper, Shemisha Rishona Nasa Shliach Lahavo Machmasa Isha, Vechimati Lamasa Machasya, Have Shliach Kabbalah Shaloh. Whoa. Clearly, in this round, he's not no longer suggesting that there's really a shliach le kabbalah al tnai, the shliach le hovo. He changed, he's changed his tune. Here it's in effect a shliach le holocha, of course. Not a shliach le kabbalah al tnai. So the round has a somewhat different take over here as to what shliach le hovo is. Oh. But the truth is, okay, so there are two different interpretations so far. Let's chazer again. Either it's a straight shliach lekabbalah al hatnai, that's what the Ran said at the beginning of the parak, or as others would have it, that cannot mean that. Rather, it means what he's saying at later in the parak, which so far it hasn't been fully delineated. We know it's not a shliach lekabbalah al hatnai; it's more of a shliach leholocha. But how do you do that? How do you do that? There's a new definition. This is the definition. You're making the person, the woman is making the person, a shliach on the nesina saget, to overcome the problem of kli gitach megabe karka. So by making the person a shliach on kabbalah saget, on the nesina saget, the receiving of the get, the nesina mehabal, you're overcoming the problem of kli gitach megabe karka. But you're not making the person a shliach on what which Mefarshim called the Guf HaGerushin. The Guf HaGerushin. Where do you find a precedent that there should be in the Sina, but you haven't yet had the Guf HaGerushin? So they quote something which already Reb Chaim already points out, that you get into the hands of an Eved who's not tied down. So the Gemara seems to say that it's considered, that Eved is considered a Yad Anav. When I put the get into the Eved's hands, it's no chesaron of pligitach megabe karka. But if the woman is not divorced until later on. Some talk about a person who's sleeping. Again, a whole discussion. So therefore, what we can say is that the shliach lahova is a shliach on the mice in the sina. But not on the Gemara Gerushin. It's already a lumdish definition. It's not simply a straight up and down tnai. Shliach lekabbalah, the condition of delay built in. No. It's a whole different story. It's a shliach which is only partially shliach lekabbalah. Shliach lekabbalah, the mice and the sina. But not on the, we might call the kinyan in Reb Chaim has in one place, or others would call the Gemara Gerushin. For this, there was never any appointment as a shliach lekabbalah. Fine. So this is two different versions of the Ram. The first seems to say it's a straight tnai, and later it seems to be saying that it is a semi-Kabbalah, semi-Halacha, that it's considered to be shliach lekabal for the maisa nesina, so avoid the gita like avikaga. But for the actual gemara gerushin, it's not a shliach lekabal at all. Okay. Then is a tosis. Samach hei amud beis. To give a quick look there, samach hei amud beis. See what tosis says. It's maybe a third interpretation. This is the second teretz in Tosis, Samach Hei Amud Beis, it's two terutzim. Top Tosis. Okay? This is the case we saw the Ran quoted. It won't be valid until the person reaches Masa Machasya. Frank there. It's Tligita Megabe Karka. Second teretz. Hinami, last three lines. Mi Bobal Ad Masa Machasya, Havi Akol Shliach Lekabolo. Rabbi Ka'oma Lisha, Reza Gitach, Lotiskashi Bo Adli Acha Lamid Yo. Ooh, whole new story. I'm giving you a get, but you should not be divorced through it until after 30 days pass. Huh? Not exactly the same, I don't think it's exactly the same. I don't think it's exactly the same. The Ran asked the same kasha. I'm always thinking also. I don't think it's exactly the same. Maybe. Yeah. What the other Ran's lasha? Look it up. If you look it up, we'll see. So this is what does this mean? So it's equivalent to after Shloshim Yom. So again, in the Sefer Imre Moshe, he discusses this as well. And he says in the beginning of Simon Chof, when I questioned you before, when he quoted that Rashi, but was at the end of Simon Chof Aleph. This is the beginning of Simon Chof. So here he says that the Peshat might be, not the beginning, I'm sorry, the beginning of Simon Chof, what I said until now. This is in Simon Chof's Cut and Vov. There he says, he quotes the Tosis of Samach Hei. And he says as follows. When you make a kinyan l'achas shloshim yom, we know that the shtag gets ripped up within 30 days, it's no good. He's like, I always bothered by the kasha, says Imre Moshe. If the simple pshat is that it's a maisa now and a chalos after 30 days, then what's the difference if the shtar got ripped up? Who cares? So you see, the pshat is alpidin. It's not even called a maisa until after 30 days. Halachically, not only is it no chalos after 30 days, it's not even a maisa until after 30 days. What we call the maisa, halachically, the maisa is not until after 30 days. And he quotes a gemara: osi dibur mevatel dibur. It's considered to be a dibur. What does that mean? We call it a Kabbalah Arichta. Okay? A Kabbalah Arichta. So what does that mean? That means the Maisa itself is in effect a Maisa Arichta. It's something which extends over a period of time. It talks about a period of 30 days. So it could be that Shliach Lovo is something similar, that the get is given into the person's hands, but until the person puts the get into the wife's hands, it's all one big kind of a Kabbalah Arichta. Oh, there's a third possible pshat in what's called Shliach Lovo, based not upon the Ran's two answers, but rather upon the Lashon of Tosfos Samech Hei, as it's explicated by the Sefer Imre Moshe Simon Chof. Another possibility. Okay, that's what he suggests. That's a suggestion. Yes. In the course of the discussion of why it really may be good, the discussion of what the downside might be. what it might be. We overcome the downside, but that's what the potential opposition, the potential problem. Yeah, right. Now, hold on. We have to now take a step backwards, a giant step backwards, because there are no analysis of Shliach Lo'avor could be complete unless you discuss a much more fundamental issue, which is the Shita Sarambam with respect to Eidei Kiyum. We have to take a couple of steps back. You know, it's already, we made a quick reference to this morning and then talking about the Eidei Mesira Karsi, that there exists a din that you have to have two Eidim for a get and for a Kiddushin. In other words, if the Marzim Mefereshim Masech the Kiddushin Samachem and Beis, if a man gives a woman a ring and they both agree that he gave her the ring, there's no question about the facts. Everyone understands the ring was given from him to her. We know it for absolute certainty. But was there anyone in the room at the time? No. Nope. No one in the room at the time. So what does she do? She produces a secret video. Okay? That shows that he gave her the ring. They're not married. They're not married. And the question is why? Why are they not married? So, could be, no, don't give me any whys. Exeris HaKasuv, look at the Gemara in Kiddushin Samachay, Dovodovim Imamen, it's about it. Kacha, that's the way it is. Exeris HaKasuv, that you need two Eidim, what we call Eidei Kiyum, to be Mekayim, the Kiddushin, and you don't have it, it's nothing. We assume you need Eidei Kiyum, the Kiddushin. Oh, so why? Because Kiddushin, we call it Dovah Shebi'eva. And Dovah Shebi'eva promised Mishnayim. And in these kinds of davar shebi'ara, we need not only the virure, not only to clarify the facts, but even the kiyume, in order to enable you to create a marriage or a divorce, you need two eidim. The Rambam, however, seems to say that, for argument's sake, a case of yibum. Everyone knows what yibum is, right? Yivama yavo leva yidma. Rambam seems to say that midaraisa, there's no need for Eidei Kiyum. Of course, Eidei Kiyum for Yibum would be in the room, to be outside the room. It's a Muslim expression. More on Gittin, later on we'll see. Hein, hein, Eidei Yichud. Hein, hein, Eidei Biya. But they assume that this couple went into a room for a particular purpose. That we can use our imagination what happened. So therefore it's considered to be valid Eidus as well. In certain areas of Halach. Leaving out Yibum, let's talk about Chalitza for the moment. Even Chalitza, which can be done in public. There is a public act, which should be the had a chalitza recently, I told you. So there also, the impression conveyed by the Rambam is that you would not require Eidei Kiyum midoraisa. Chalitza beino lebeino, no one is looking, the midoraisa sounds like she really is muteras lashuk. She can marry when she pleases. The question of course becomes, why? Why should that be so? So Reb Chaim has the following yisod. Reb Chaim says that din ha-medavah shall be ever focused mishnayim in terms of Eidei Kiyum. It's not some exeris ha-kosev with no logic behind it. To the contrary, it's a very logical din. The nature of the logic is as follows. If in order for me to be able to express my das, so I have to be a bar das, I have to have certain, certain qualifications. But we don't put every area of halacha in the same basket. For example, it comes to, we call das hafla, the dorim, get away with even less das. Mufla Samachlish, a 12-year-old, his das suffices for the das hafla of the dorim. Comes to selling property, etc., buying on a level of dorais you need, the das of a 13-year-old. And we know. When it comes to gerish, to get, and kiddushin, you need even a higher level of das. Why? Because gerushin and kiddushin, again, based on the pasuk, the very serious matter. It's so serious that he required the expression of your consent that his marriage and divorce be expressed in the presence of two witnesses. Otherwise, he wouldn't take it so seriously. Such an important milestone of personal status. You're going to try to get something done when no one is looking. Nah, that really can't work. That can't work. That's what Harav Chaim seems to explain. Hold on a second. And this is where the Rambam talks about a ketana, that a ketana can make a shliach. This is the Rambam because ein me'idin al ketana. What does that mean? We're not going into the other details of why he needs that reason, but that's the pashtus. Ein me'idin al ketana means that
that she's not able to express the high level of das, which is required as evidence for the fact that you need a kiyum. Sure. Comes the Rambam and says like this: yes, the kiddushin itself is a kiyum. Yes, the gerushin itself is a kiyum. What about a shliach? Rambam makes a pshara. Shliach le kabbalah requires a kiyum. Shliach le lacha does not require a kiyum. So it's taken Rambam. That's the Mefurash Rambam. Shliach le kabbalah is pashas gemara later on, right? The Fonenu Amra. That's the Sugasam of Dalas. We'll discuss in Bit Hashem tomorrow. But the Shliach le lacha is not the Rambam at August, the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the difference? Shliach le kabbalah requires, meaning Shliach le kabbalah requires Adam, so Shliach le lacha also. The Rambam learns, that any action which is relevant to the Dava Shabi Erba requires Adam. I guess he probably holds that Chalitza requires Adam and Yibam requires Adam. Why not? It's just anything which is a critical Dava Shabi Erba action requires the Adam the Kiyumi. She just arrived. What's the Rambam? So Reb Chaim, the Rambam learns that Kiddushin and Gerushin requires such a high level of Das. That's why you require Adam. So you can express your Das in the presence of the two Adam. However, Yibam, for example, doesn't require Das at all. Not at all. Maz, it's a funny case that the person's involved in a Maisa Yibam, which is really just a Maisa Bia. Doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't know who, what, doesn't know his, doesn't know that, doesn't mix up the people. Yeah, crazy stories. Falls off a roof, what kind of crazy, just funny things. Like Maz and Mesechta Yavamis, that doesn't matter. Yavama, Yavu, Olem, Yibam, Mekomakom. It works anyway. Clearly, there's no need for Das in the case of Yibam. No need for Das, Reb Chaim. No need for Eidei Kiyum, because Eidei Kiyum is not just not a glatt exercise across the Bialma, but rather Eidei Kiyum is in order to facilitate the expression of Das Dava Shabiyah, which is the highest level of Das. Now, this being the case, we understand why we could limit the requirement for Eidim to Kiddushin and Gerushin, and say it doesn't apply to Yibam and Chalitza. You could say it doesn't apply to Shlichus, but the Rambam is very strange. Rambam splits shlichus. So you can't say there's no need of edekim by shlichus. Before she gemar faker, it applies by shlichus to kabbalah. Before she didn't need edekim, but it comes to shlichus lalacha for some reason. Rambam says you don't need edekim, don't need it. And the question is why not? What's the fundamental distinction between between shlichus lalacha and shlichus to kabbalah? Our first glance reaction would be it's exactly the same thing. Yes. And the Shliach Halacha actually gives the get. That's what he's saying.
No, because the Shliach Halacha, she says to the Shliach Halacha, no, I don't want the get. Nothing's happened.
Okay.
On the other hand, it's the Shliach Halacha, okay? In other words, let's say the Shliach Halacha, and the Baal says to the Shliach Halacha, as he's going, stop. Shliach Halacha, stop.
Okay.
Shliach Halacha, once he
receives the get, the divorce is already finalized. I hear what you're saying, but I don't see why that should make a difference to all fans. Let me tell you what we suggested. And our suggestion has an echo in the statement of Rav Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop. Maybe it's in this room, I don't know. Shimon Shkop. Okay. For those who don't know, Shimon was one of the Gedolei Olam, one of the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas in Lithuania before World War II. He was in Telz. He was later in Grodna, you may know the yeshiva in Queens, it's called Grodna. That's where Shimon Shkop was Rosh Yeshiva. And in between, somehow he came here to our yeshiva and he was here for a year or something like that. And somebody was trying to wipe that off his resume as if it never happened. Okay, but we have pictures to prove it. So anyway. Yeah. So Rav Shimon said something along the line that I'm saying, although I don't want to say it's exactly the same what I'm saying exactly, but along these lines. Let me tell you what I had in mind. Rabbosai, the Gemara has a Masechta Kiddushin, a Derasha which teaches us Shlichus. Right? Vishilach tells you that a man can make a Shliach the Gerishim. How do you know the woman can make a Shliach the Gerishim? Vishilach Vishilcha, a separate Geras HaKos. Ask the Tosas Arosh and Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph. What do you need it for? If he can make a Shliach, she can make a Shliach. What's the difference? We know we're egalitarian. If he can make, why can't she make? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, no, no, it's not the same. And you're telling her, when the man makes a shliach lo halacha, he's making a shliach to do an action, the particular action, he can do it, he can decide to do it, decide not to do it, since he can decide to do it or decide not to do it, and he's in total control of the situation, he can make a regular shliach. However, with respect to a woman is miskareshes bal karcha. She has no choice. Says the Rosh, quote, lo olim maisa dida kulehai shetuchal lemanos shliach bimkoma. Since she can be divorced against her will, so her act of receiving the get is not strong enough that she can make a shliach instead of her. So you might have thought that not for the extra special Zeras HaKasuv, and it's an impossibility to make a shliach lekabol. It doesn't exist. Kamash with a special pasuk that it exists. So one could argue, Rabbi Osai, that even after it exists, it's what I like to call a special din. A special din applies a chiddush gadol, which the Torah has v'shilach v'shilcha, which applies to gerushin. That even though the woman can be divorced against her will, and you would say logically, she's not in charge of the situation. She's not really so much of a player. She's not a player. She cannot make a shliach. Kamash malan exeris hakatzah special. She can. And let me extend it even to kiddushin, because when it comes to kiddushin, although she's a player in the sense that her das is required, but the world famous Ran in the Sechta Nedarim, where the Ran says that when it comes to kiddushin, says in the pasuk ki yikach ish isha, that the isha is a completely and totally passive role. Here's the funny expression. She's mafkir esatma. She sort of puts herself in there so that the husband of a shliach in the kaddisha. Not a modern, that's not politically correct to use that kind of language. But that's what the Ran said. Okay? So therefore, once again, when she makes a shliach lekabbalah for kiddushin, here too, it's not a regular shliach you have with buying a house and selling a house and things of this nature. It's a different category of shliach. Oh. This being the case, the bezunder is separate gzeres hakasuv of shlichu, which is limited to getting the kiddushin, so we can argue, oh, this is a din of davar shebi'erva, it's miyuchad to getting the kiddushin, and you require a dekiel, because it's a din, it's a special din of davar shebi'erva, it's limited to davar shebi'erva. It only applies this category of shlichus to getting the kiddushin. That's it. Nowhere else does it apply. Shlichu lekabbalah zachirish naira only applies to getting the kiddushin b'shalach b'shulcha, and nowhere else. As opposed to the shliach l'alacha by a get, you know, shliach l'alacha by a get conceptually is no different than shliach l'alacha by a shtar matana. I give a guy a shtar, say, go take care of something for me, here's a piece of paper, and do it. That's the regular of a shilach. That's not a din miyuchad, which is mukbo, which is limited to getting the kiddushin. It's a regular din. It's a regular din. So therefore, there's no requirement for a dekiel. It's a regular din. I mean, you can again argue along the lines of Reb Chaim. Once again, you can add it in. And if it's a din of shliach lekabbalah, which is a yuchad for davar shebi'erva, so maybe there's a certain kind of a level of das which is required. Even though the ishtim is kavash bal karcha, but if she points a shliach, it also requires some das davar shebi'erva. It's a special davar shebi'erva to get in. As opposed to shliach halacha, it's a din of like a shtar matana, the same thing. So therefore, there's no, you can't call it a uniquely davar shebi'erva phenomenon which would require a dekiel. Oh. Now let's turn our attention to shliach lo'ovo. So we got started over here. Shliach lo'ovo, does the Rambam require a dekiel, or does he not require a dekiel? He does not. We have a bit of a problem. Let's take our first original definition. A shliach lehovo, simply a shliach lekabbalah al tnai. The way the Ran said at the beginning of the parak, the last line. That would be very shver. Shliach lekabbalah requires a dekiel via Rambam. Shliach lehovo does not. So clearly, it's not exactly like a shliach lekabbalah al tnai. It's something else. So what is it, something else? So let me explain to you what I think it means. Rabosai. We said he saw before a shliach lekabbalah is a chiddush, based on the Tosfos HaRosh. Because even though she's miskareshes with Baal Kor, Rabosai, let me tell you what I think about this. This chiddush
the reason that gerushin for the woman's perspective is different than all of the relationships is not with respect to the physical handing over of the paper to her. You know what? I can physically hand you a paper, I'm selling my house to you. Stick it to your hand. It's meaningless. You want to buy the house, it's not yours. So when it comes to the mice in the Sina, you can always stick something in someone's hands about Karl. The Chiddush of Gerushin is that the Chalos Gerushin is Chal Bal Korcha. That's the Chiddush. So the Chiddush of Bal Korcha with respect to Gerushin relates to the, we call the Gemara Gerushin, to the Chalos Gerushin, not to what we call the Mais and Asina of the Gerushin. This being the case, what emerges is as follows. Listen carefully. She can't make a shliach. She can't make a shliach to mekabel gerushin for her shliach mekabela to the normal, regular din of shlichus. Why? As the Tosfos Rashi explains, because she's miskareshes bal korcha. There is a chalos gerushin is bal korcha. That's what makes the situation unique. That's why you need b'shalach b'shulcha. That's why it's considered a special davar shebi'erev dika kind of shlichus, and that's why it requires a nikiyum. We said until now. But a shliach lahova, how do we say pshat before? The preferred pshat. The preferred pshat we lack the most. Shliach lahova, what is the woman making? She's making his guy a shliach only for the nesina, to overcome pligitach magabe karka, but she's not making him a shliach for the chalosa gerushin. Because the gerushin is not effective until when? Until it actually ends up in her hands. If that's the case, we can argue, it's a regular din of shlichus. It's a regular din of shlichus. Because all she's appointed the shlich for, it's for the mice and the sina. Either mice and the sina can be done by karcha, it can always be done by karcha. It can always give you a piece of paper and sell you a field and put it sticking into your hand. It's irrelevant, because the chalos is not by karcha. But over here, shlich lova is not a shlich on the chalos gemar gerushin. It's only a shlich with the mice and the sina. So if it's a shlich with the mice and the sina, it does not break any rules. You don't even shalach v'shulcha. It's a regular shlich of the kol ha-tara kula. You can always make a shlich for a nesina. It's only the chalos gerushin, which is chal bar korcha. That's the only place where we say that shlich the kabbalah is unique, is special. It's only a davar shebi'erev dikadin, requires a nikiyum, requires maybe some kind of das, as we suggested before. So that's how we explain the shita sarab. I wanted only one other matter that I felt short, significantly short, where I expected to get to this afternoon, but no matter. I'll discuss only one more point, which relates to Shlich LeKabbalah and a little Shlich LeHalacha. I'll have to discuss tomorrow what I wanted originally to do today. I really wanted to get today to the Mishnah, Sama Gimel and Beis. That's what I wanted to do. Forget it. But so I mentioned tomorrow, I have to start with the Sugya, will say the wide lines, more or less, of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, to talk about the Chazal Shlichus Eitzel Abal, and the issue of Osu Eidim Shlichusam. That's the very end of the narrow lines. That's what it starts from Mitzvah tomorrow. But just one more thing today. Shliach LeKabbalah, which we spent so much time talking about today, never happens. I told you a funny case with Bonnie. But the mice, it just doesn't happen. Why doesn't it happen? It doesn't happen because if you look at the Shulta Giborim, the same page we read before on the bottom, in Oz Gimel, you'll see why it doesn't happen. A lengthy quotation from the Rabbeinu Peretz. A lengthy quotation. He says, we'll go skip to what he said, the bottom line. Hina hiflig lehachmer v'achar kol zeh, the last full line, the very one on the bottom. Hina pirash din shlich lekabbalah, avol nokon shelo tase isha shlich lekabbalah. Why? Shein adam yokol atestek lovaso noki. Tetzorek shashloshet ayonam shein b'shas nesina, shiakiru chachasima shechosnu b'shtar, shasa also shlich lekabbalah. Velo sagi b'chasima shikamua me'ir le'ir. The Shemala Yikira Chasimas Vikulam, the Tzara Lakayim called Gimel to get the Kim Shtaras Begimel. Lachay Nochon Lahachmir, Shalom Lassa Shlich LeKabbalah. Goodbye. We spent a lot of time talking about it in principle and theory. Bottom line, don't do it. Why? Because the Shlich LeKabbalah requires proof
that he in fact was appointed. What is the proof of Harshah? Harshah means there are Adam signed and you have to have a certification that it's in fact legitimate signatures and not a forgery. For that you have to recall Kiyum Ashtar. Kiyum Ashtar, remember, we're talking about Shlichus the Kabbalah, means the Shtar, to get it moving from across a country, from one place to the other. So for this reason, you require an absolute Kiyum, which means in New York, we'll send a get, okay? But the Shlich LeKabbalah was sent from Los Angeles to New York to receive the get. How do we know it's really legit? He comes with a piece of paper which has Adim, two guys in L.A. If the name is Shlomo and Avrami, I stand a chance. So know they are, that the two guys from L.A., I maybe recognize their handwriting because they hang out in New York. The two guys who sit in Yeshiva Gadol in Los Angeles, how are we going to know what they look like? So what do you do? You have three Dayanim signed, three Rabbonim. Do you know the signatures of all the three Dayanim in L.A., what they look like? Also may not know. So that's a problem. What do you do about it? So the Ramah writes, there's a Hetter B'Shas HaTzchak, B'Mokom Igun, if you're really, really stuck, that although most Poskim seem to say that just as the original Shtar with the two signatures requires a Kiyum Shtarks, so too the three Dayanim who signed a Maisa Bezin also requires Kiyum HaChasimus. What's the difference? They can same as you can forge two witnesses, you can forge three judges. No problem. But the Ramah does quote an opinion, the last Sif of Kuf Mem Beis, the Sif Yutess. He says, Yesh Omim Dim Hevi Ashliach Kam Get Mekuyim B'Chosomov, with 3x3 Dayanim. Apo Pisha Eim Makirin Chasimus Dayanay HaKiyum. Nikom Gom B'Mokom Pchak V'Igun, Yesh Lahokil V'Lismach Olav. Finished. You can rely on the people who say that the Kiyum doesn't require a Kiyum. That's what the Beis Shmuel explains. The Kama Poskim, Kiyum Bez, named Tzorach Kiyum. So we're making B'Shas HaTzchak. Okay, so maybe we can be making B'Shas HaTzchak also when it comes to a Shlich, the Kabbalah Star HaShoah. We get it countersigned, as it always is, by a Bezin, in the place where the Shlich was in fact appointed. And B'Shas HaTzchak, we can rely upon it. All right, but it's a B'Shas HaTzchak. Who wants to rely on a B'Shas HaTzchak? So to avoid that, we say no Shlich, the Kabbalah. So what do we do instead? When the two guys can't get together, what do? We point a shliach le holocha. Gevaldik. A shliach le holocha is terrific. A shliach holocha is great. Why is it great? Because you don't need a hashah. There's only don't need a hashah. There's no problem. Who says you don't need a hashah? The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. Eim shliach le holocha tzarech edim. Right? You don't have to have edim, etc. If you have to have Adim, so he's believed to say that he was appointed. But v'nagim lahatzrich harshah ve'edim al harshah shenase shliach. That's true. Every single shliach halacha that I know about always has a shtar harshah accompanying it. It's only a minig. So even if we don't do it exactly right, we can't be mekayem the edim so well, we can't be mekayem the dayanim so well. Nope. We don't really require mikra and din. So it's okay. This explains why we use only shliach l'olacha nowadays, and we no longer use a shliach l'kabbalah. Right? So Baruch Hashem, we can understand it. But there's a problem. There's a major problem. What's that? This problem is pointed out. First mention of his name in the Chazara, but the Chazonish, he pointed out all the problems. Oof. He really gets under our skin. Chazanish is like this. People, you know, certain things change in Hilchos Gittin, and we're not always so quick to realize that it affects other areas. For example, just mentioned in the Shir very recently. Now that we no longer write the name of the place where the Baal and the Isha come from in the Get. You say, okay, we don't write the place, a big deal. It's a tremendously big deal. Because the reason why the shliach does not require our shah, the shliach halacha, is because gito mochiach olav. Look, he has the get. The get has the name of the clear, undoubtedly correct name of the Bala Megarish. It was given to him by the Bala Megarish. He walks into it to the Bezdin. Obviously, he got it from the Bala Megarish. So gito mochiach olav. However, the problem is that Bismana said we no longer write the Makom Adira. The get doesn't prove anything. Why? What do you mean? It says Yosef ben Shimon wants to divorce his wife. Yosef ben Shimon. How many Yosef ben Shimons are there in the whole wide world? There's so many. Therefore, the Chazon Ish writes, he thinks that nowadays the Harsha is Mikir Adin. It's no longer just a Minig B'Yalma, Nafkamina. There was a tremendous Kula, which was found in the Shulchan and the Ramah. Tremendous, incredible Kula, which was found in Simon Kufa Mav Sivkov Dal. V'nagu, Sharava Mesadar Aget, Mekayim Harsha. One man show. How can that be? You can't have one man, no matter who, you can't do it. What's the answer? Since the Harsha is not even required in the first place, Migur Adin. No. So we'll have a one-man kiyum. Says the Chazon Ish, screams, Chatz v'shalom, to allow a one-man kiyum is manazeh. Because with manazeh, we no longer allow the makom dira of the Baal. We don't give them a chiyuch. Allah, the Harsha is Migur Adin. Oh. So now I ask, making a ha'ara. Nowadays, if he's right, shouldn't be much of a difference between the Shtech Halach and Shtech LeKabbalah. If Shtech Halach and Hashat Medina, Shtech LeKabbalah Hashat Medina, we shouldn't be in this extreme, never to allow Shtech LeKabbalah, as basically we saw this now in the Shulta Gibarim. Then if you're going to be so strict, you shouldn't allow Shtech Halach either. Unless you say, we'll come to it then, I guess, in tomorrow's Chazara, maybe the Chazon Ish is not 100% correct. Maybe the getting without a Mokom does have some element of Gita Machia Chalav, for reasons which we'll try to discuss. So we'll stop here. From tomorrow we'll start with Lochaz Shlichus Etzel Abal, also Shlichus Shlichusam, and then we'll go on to the difficult sugya of the Pikadon and the Shlish, the Gerishin, and then we'll try to do the Chazar as best as we can. Now, can we start tomorrow at 10:30 also? Is that okay? Yeah, no?
I have the rare opportunity to address the Yeshiva Olam in the presence of my father, Zol Zayin Gesund. And so I begin, Beshus Kvod Avi Meir Shlita, Kvod Rashi HaYeshiva, Talmidim Yekorim, Gemara in Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon Chavivim Yisrael Shesibivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvos. Yisrael, our beloved, at HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvos. Tfilin b'rasheyem, utfilin b'zroyoseyem, v'tzitzis b'vigdeyem, u'mezuzo l'pischeyem. Ba'aleyem omar David, sheva b'yoyim hilal ticho, al mishpetei tzidkecho. David speaks about sheva b'yoyim. So what are these seven? Seven mitzvahs. How do you get seven out of tfilin, tzitzis and mezuzah? I get three. Now the teretz is, tefillin is two mitzvahs. Okay? So now I get four. How do I get seven mitzvahs? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says that there are arba kanfos. Tzitzis suddenly became four mitzvahs. Any Lamdan will tell you, any consultation of the Rambam, that tzitzis is one mitzvah. Maybe tcheles and lavan, but four kanfos, four separate mitzvahs, sheva b'yoyim hilal ticha, mehecha teisa, what does it mean? Four mitzvahs of tzitzis. And then the Gemara continues, very famous Gemara. B'shoah shenichnas David lebeis hamelchatz v'roh atzmoy oimeit olum omar oili she'emoit olum b'loi mitzvah v'kivon shenizkar b'mila shebibsoroi. When he reminded himself of his bris mila, which is always with him, nisyashva daitoi. La'achal sheyotza, in the melchots itself, of course, you cannot say any psukim, any divrei Torah. La'achal sheyotza omal oleho shira. Shenema lamnatzeach al hashminis mizmor ledovid. What is al hashminis? Al hamila shenitna Bishmini, Ubayoim Hashmini Yimel Bisal Olasa. And then the Gemara concludes that Beleza ben Yankiv Oimer, Kol Sheyesh Loi Tfilin Beloishai, Utfilin Bizroyai, Vitzitzis Bevigdai, Umezuza Befischai, Hakol Bechizug Shaloi Yechta, Shenema Vachut Hamishula Shloi Bemehela Yinotek, V'yomer choyne malach Hashem soviv liyreya v'yechaltzei. Question about David in the Merchatz, everyone knows at least one of those questions. It's often a question that's asked at a bris mila. What kind of mitzvah is mila? Is it a mitzvah tediris, or a mitzvah that's done once and that's it? When is it done? By Yom HaShemini. And the question is, isn't it mashma from this Gemara that the mitzvah of Mila is a constant? Memela, he didn't have the tefillin, he didn't have the tzitzis, there was no mezuzah in the Pesach of the Beis HaMelechotz, but Afa Pikein, he has one mitzvah. And of course, to say that it's a constant mitzvah, even a constant kiyum mitzvah, again, mehechetaisa, who says? Then there's another question. The question is, David HaMelech is davek in the Shechina, is davek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is machshava is surely cleaving unto Hashem b'chol levavoy v'chol nafshoy. There are a number of mitzvahs tmidiyos. Now, of course, you can say perhaps that in the Merchatz, such machshavas are not proper. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. I'm not sure. Why not? But I think that the whole direction of the Gemara is something else entirely. Had the Gemara meant mitzvahs in terms of kiyum ha-mitzvahs, it's inconceivable to count tzitzis as four mitzvahs. So that already inclines us to look for something else here. And also the end. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Choyne malach Hashem soviv lireyav vayichalitzein. Chilutz. The Malach Hashem encamps, he surrounds Yireyav, the Yirei Hashem, and he protects them, he supports them, he strengthens them, whatever Vayachal Tzei means. What does that have to do with Kiyum HaMitzvahs? Now the Pshat, it's not Midin Kiyum, but rather something else is going on here. There's a certain cocoon, a certain environment that a Yirei Shamayim thrives in. And to guarantee that he should not be nichshal in chait, he needs that rarefied atmosphere, that special environment. What is that environment? And how can I guarantee where I'm going to be the next moment? Kamashmal on the Gemara, that there are certain mitzvos that have a special segula.